This is episode 1966 of the Who Cares News for Monday, May 10th, 2021. The Who Cares News is a member of the Mouthful Media Podcast Network.
It's not fake news. It's not breaking news. In fact, it's news you couldn't care less about. It's the Who Cares News with your hosts, Van Camp and Morgan.
Time for some random facts. Huh. Tetanus isn't caused by the rust on rusty nails. The rust is just a perfect breeding ground for the bacteria that causes tetanus.
Huh.
I will tell you, I got a tetanus shot when I was a kid because I did step on a rusty nail. That hurt like hell.
Rust
and the nail hurt too. Disney World is twice the size of Manhattan. Did you know that? I did know that.
I did know that.
That's just one of the things you learn when you work at Disney. The Disney parks in Florida cover 43 square miles. Manhattan is 22 square miles. It also means Disney World is roughly the same size as San Francisco. Again, I knew that.
Huh.
The current water speed record is 318 miles per hour. An Australian guy set that record on his boat in 1978. Since then, everyone who's tried to break it has died.
Jeez. Oh,
since 1940, in fact, people trying to set or break the record have an 85% fatality rate. Wow.
Wow. Maybe don't do that.
Yeah, 318 miles an hour.
Take that off your bucket list.
That's my limit. If you took all the duct tape sold around the world every year, it would go around the equator more than 12 times.
Duct tape
and
that equator.
What? We need it. You know, duct tape fixes everything.
It does.
Climate change and everything, I'm pretty sure.
Duct tape, Cheetos.
There you go.
Possibly pizza would be a trifecta.
And that's some random facts for today. It's time for the Who Cares News. What's going on?
Your girl Goopy Goops again. Oopsie.
What
goopsie.
Now? What now? She's been in the news like twice in the last week.
She's busy. Well, Gwyneth Paltrow hit the bottle, quote, every night, quote unquote, during the pandemic.
Oh, did she?
In addition to gaining 14 pounds.
Oh, my God. Where's
she says,
14 pounds?
Well, she says, I was drinking seven nights a week and making
Holy
pasta
crap.
And eating bread. I went totally off the rails. Biting
Crazy.
Gwyneth. Apparently, Crazy. Goop loves, she told that to the Mirror. Apparently, Goop loves whiskey I can't blame her for that one.
Who doesn't?
And she claims to make a fantastic drink called the Buster Paltrow. Buster Paltrow. She named after her grandfather, who loved whiskey sours.
Who obviously was named Buster Paltrow.
I guess so.
Either that or he wasn't. And she just decided he needed to be named Buster. Boy, now, everybody needs a grandpa named Buster.
Okay.
I did have an Uncle Buster once.
Now,
that was a pretty popular name back in the 40s.
You can't just assume that Gwyneth is just going to use average whiskey.
Oh, no?
No.
Trey,
no, she has to go mess it up.
Mess it up.
She says it's this, you're going to love this.
I'm ready.
She says it's this great quinoa whiskey.
Whoa.
From a distillery in Tennessee.
No.
With maple syrup and lemon juice.
No.
And she said she would have two of those every night of quarantine. And she didn't get like blackout drunk, but she was hankering for cigarettes during her nightly imbibing.
Apparently she quit smoking during the pandemic.
I guess.
Oh my God.
This is what I got out of this. Quinoa whiskey.
Quinoa is a grain. You make whiskey out of all grains. They've got hops and but mostly whiskey's usually made from corn, isn't it? I mean, isn't that one of the things they make whiskey
grain
from?
Grain makes corn.
Yeah,
corn
makes whiskey.
Whiskey makes my baby
get a little frisky. There you go. Yeah, right.
Yeah.
That's the deal. So, no, I know. It can be made from anything.
Wouldn't it have a different sort of a flavor?
Well, I'll have a little tinge of a different flavor. But since quinoa
has no healthy
flavor.
Quinoa is a great grain, man. That's a super.
Quinoa is a super.
Quinoa is a superfood.
Might as well distill it.
So when I can say I can drink my dinner, Gwyneth, this might be the first thing that you said that actually makes some sense to me.
Wait till she starts selling this whiskey on the Goop website for $700 a fifth.
I can still put some peach schnapps in it.
Why do people buy her crap? I don't understand it.
I don't know.
It's like,
what makes her real? I don't know. Quinoa whiskey. Bottoms up.
Yep.
All right, so clear schedule today because IOP is having an in-restaurant offer like never before.
IHOP, huh?
Come one, come all. Today, May 10, you can get all you can eat, and we have Adam Sandler to thank.
Wow. Wow. Now, I know where this is going. I know where this is going.
All right. So, you know, last week, you know, Adam responded to the now viral TikTok of him leaving an IHOP after being told the wait was 30 minutes with one simple tweet stating,
Right.
For the record, I only left the IHOP because the nice woman told me the all-you-can-eat deal didn't apply to the milkshakes.
Your Adam Sandler gets better with every time. We need more Adam Sandler quotes on this show. You're pretty damn good, Morgan.
Thanks.
I got to give you that.
Thanks. That
next
was actually Adam Sandler.
Next, she'll be singing the Hanukkah song. Okay, that's all right.
I'll start practicing today when we get off.
Yeah, there you go.
Right. Well, IHOP heard Adam's plea loud and clear and is hosting Milkshake Monday today.
Milkshake Monday. Dun, 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 dun. Now, I don't go to the IHOP for milkshakes. I suppose
I wouldn't have ever thought about
good
it.
Good as the next diner, but I mean,
probably.
It's not called the International House of Milkshakes, although we probably could use one.
Because that would be called IHOM.
I like that. Yeah, International needs to House be, of Milkshakes.
There needs to be, someone needs to do I-nom.
I-nom.
I-nom, nom, nom,
what
nom,
would,
nom.
Oh, but what would the end be?
I have no idea.
Not a house, it would be a nest?
I don't know.
A nubbin of pancakes? I don't know, what would the N stand for? Yeah, nom. Anyway.
I don't know, I'm just saying nom, nom. Anyway, all right. Yeah. So anyway.
Yeah.
Okay, so. Milkshake Monday today. All right, we've established that.
I want a milkshake so bad.
IHOP locations nationwide. Mm. When you enjoy a milkshake, it will go toward a good cause.
Wow.
Yeah. Thanks, Adam Sandler.
Yeah.
So for every milkshake, for milksakes.
Milk for milksakes, for, she says.
For milkshake sold. For every milkshake sold. I can't say it two times fast. Nationwide, IHOP will be donating $1 each to an organization called Comedy Gives Back.
Ah, such a good cause, I'm sure.
For those lucky enough to live on Long Island, 19 restaurants will be offering all-you-can-drink milkshakes from 12 p.m. to 8 p.m.
How many milkshakes can one drink? Because, you know, when you go to, like, an old soda fountain, and they do the thing in the stainless steel cup, and then it does. There's more milkshake than fits into your glass.
Of course.
And then you're supposed to have more. I never can get to the second half. I'm like, oh. And milkshakes with pancakes? No.
Oh, it's kind of.
No. No. But you know who else I think likes milkshakes is Halle Berry. I believe she would like a good milkshake, too.
Man, you just toss her about like.
She'd just like take a little sip and then be done.
You toss her about like a gubbin.
Like a gubbin. She's not a gubbin. She's not a gubbin.
Toss her about like a gubbin.
By the way, gubbin is our word of the day, which means nothing. More Who Cares tomorrow. Have a great day. And
that's all the news you'd care less about for today.
Subscribe to the Who Cares News and never miss an episode. We're on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, iHeartRadio, or anywhere fine podcasts are heard. And check us out on Facebook, too. You can listen to our live broadcast every weekday at 8:45 a.m. Pacific on BossBossRadio.com.
That's a mouthful.